Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm super pleased to be joined by Bobby Wine. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
The occasion is that a documentary is being presented, Documenting a good big part of your journey as an artist first, and then a political activist, and then an actual politician and leader of the opposition. It'd be great to find out more about it as I'm in your presence. The documentary is called Bobby Wine, Ghetto President. And firstly, I just wanted to ask you, having seen the film and seen your journey, the struggles you go through, I mean, just to kind of reveal the behind the scenes, where did that impetus for you to put your life in such danger come from? When did you realize that you had to do it?
Thank you very much. First, I'll say I did not put my life in danger. My life was already in danger, and not just my life, but the lives of 45 million people that live in Uganda, 85% of which are way younger than me, because in Uganda is the second, is the youngest population in the world, only second to Niger. So doing what I did was not out of love or out of desire or out of so much knowledge or out of so much bravery. No. In fact, I believe it was out of desperation, out of looking around, and there was no option other than our own selves. I was a musician. I was comfortable. I had successfully raised from the ghetto, from extreme poverty, and I'd made a life of my own. But it all would not make sense if it was just me. If you are one rich person among masses of poverty, you're just another poor person. So I thought that rising to the occasion and doing what I did, or doing what I still do, was the only solution. I still believe so.
And what's the situation now, having gone through all that? The documentary kind of ends at the present time. Are you feeling hopeful? Is the fight carrying on and continuing?
The situation is more or less the same or worse. You know, the crackdown continues, the arrests continue, the extrajudicial killings continue, all that continues. One thing that I am thankful that we got out of our effort is that we have a massively awakened population, especially the young people. We have a massively involved population. Just a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, young people, especially those from the ghetto, were disconnected from politics. They had a mentality that politics is for politicians and it's not their business, you know. They did not know that it's because of the politics of Uganda that, 35 women die. 20 women die every day giving birth, that 300 children die every day under the age of 5, that there is no education, no health care, and all that. So right now we have a massively awakened young population, and it was my biggest desire to see that we have as many Bobby Wines out there as possible. So we were successful to infect our population with this mindset, the mindset of wanting better, making them realize that they are only first world brains stuck in a third world country.
Yeah. But then, of course, your music was super important in spreading that message because there is the political side, but then there's also the power of the arts that you represent, right, with your music and your music production.
Man, music has been everything to me. Initially, I didn't get into music just for the money or for the fame. Of course, I loved the money and the fame, but music was my desired way of expressing myself and sending the messages out there. And music played a very huge part. I probably wouldn't be here with you because I'm not the most informed back home. I'm not the most educated. I'm not the oldest. And of course, I'm not the bravest. But because I had such a voice, when I was singing through all those years, people were referring to me as the ghetto president because I spoke their mind. Mm. And I thought that was an immeasurable platform. And indeed it was, because that's the reason why my music is now abolished in Uganda, my concerts are banned, and my name has been made illegal and criminal, you know.
Wow.
But music still continues to be a big force.
You can't stop it, right?
Yeah, you just can't stop
it. In the documentary, I would love to acknowledge it. I mean, it does seem that your wife and your family at large, they just give you so much energy, so much strength. They inspire you to kind of go out there.
My wife is my best test friend. And she's my rock of strength. Well, that was the case all along. But when we were tested, when our resilience was tested, I knew another strong lioness in her. You know, it's mainly because of my wife and my mother that I have great respect for women. So maybe all this happened for a reason, to make me realize how important, and to make the world realize how important and contributive women are. I certainly would not be here if it was not because of her constant encouragement. Every time I break down, she lifts me up.
Yes.
Yeah, she wakes me up. I go from jail the previous day, and she wakes me up. Yeah. The following morning, tells me, honey, get up, we have a fight to accomplish.
So she's
amazing.
You've certainly been through a lot, Bobby. It's a pleasure for me to be sitting here speaking with you. Just in terms of this film, do you hope that this documentary will help spread the message of what is happening there? And also, I mean, you know, being a European, I guess, do you hope for more involvement from the European Union, from the United States?
First, I'm very, very glad that this music, this film is premiered, and hopefully will spread far and wide in Europe and America to show the real picture of the situation in Uganda. General Museveni, for the last 36 years, has been very smart, and you have to give it to him. He has painted a rosy picture to the world, as if everything is okay back home. And I'm glad that this film is giving an opportunity to show the image, to show the people of Europe and America and the developed world that they are actually paying for our oppression. It is their taxpayers' money that comes to Uganda and pays for our killing and pays for our rape and our, you know, abductions. So I hope it will help, it will connect our suffering to them, because to stop evils like you know, like oppression, like slavery, like colonialism, like racism, they have to be exposed. So when they are exposed, I believe the lovely people of the world will reject it. But I also hope, you talked about the involvement. There's been massive involvement of the European Union, of America, and the developed world in Uganda. Unfortunately, it has been negative. Dictators in many places in the world, especially in Africa and particularly in Uganda, have been largely propped up and sponsored by the West. So the involvement we want, if we cannot have the involvement of assistance, then please, to the international political community, we would prefer that they don't get involved in a negative way. If they cannot help us, they should not pay for our oppression. We believe that if the West has not sponsored General Museveni with European taxpayers' money, with American taxpayers' money, General Museveni cannot buy the bullets and the guns and the tear gas to kill our people. We are fighting for our freedom, but we cannot afford to fight against Italian guns and bullets. We cannot afford to fight against the American dollars and the American training that trains special forces that kill our people. You know, we believe that if the international political community disassociates itself with dictatorship, it will be a step for our freedom. You know, we have values Right. We hope the international political community will hold us by the same values, by the same standard of human rights, by the same standard of democracy, by the same standard of the rule of law. Yes. If they do that, that will be the beginning of our freedom.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a tremendous pleasure for me. Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.